I think that there's much that you can do that will make yourself better understood and better prepared for any responsibilities or ambitions you may have than just hearing a roll call in the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And I do think, though, that we have to consider the problem that we're going to have in Midwest border states and the legislative field and so on and so forth.
Incidentally, I thought that the morning paper added a good deal to the weight of your argument. The decision made in Mississippi was interesting, and the decision made in Georgia, I thought most encouraging, that they were sending a delegation with four Negroes and that the convention had gone on record with a resolution to support President Johnson. I thought that was excellent, and I think just added a good deal to the background of the basis for your decision. I'm highly gratified that it turned out this way. And
he said that I think I'll talk to you about the Bobby Baker thing.
Did he say that or did you?
He did.
Oh, he did. All right.
And I think that's going to give us some problems. There's something that showed up where he might have might be interpreted that he violated the law.
Uh-huh.
They'll want to know why we haven't done something, and if we do something, it might be embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
I would like to talk to Jim Rule, who has your confidence. If it's all right with you, I'd like to have him talk to Ketchum.
Very good.
He said, well, I want to do anything you want to do. I had no business relationship with Bobby. He was a very competent fellow, and I had a high regard for his ability. He did a good job. He never went into any of these things with me. I went to the Dominican Republic one time, and he indicated he'd like to go with me. And I don't know, for some reason or other, I just thought it would be better not to. And I didn't invite him, and I'd have been the hell of a shape if I had. But the last 4 years, I had no contact when these things were happening. I'd been vice president. But I don't know how much Jim has had in matters of this kind, but I have great confidence in Abe Fortas, great confidence in Jim Rowe, and special confidence in Clark Clifford. They're about the only lawyers that I know really around here, maybe Dean Acheson, but I don't think he's had any experience in this field. I said, I remember President Kennedy asked me about court. I told him that I thought that he ought to stay on, and he told me that Clark Clifford had given him a tentative opinion, but he was going back and studied some more, and I came in that night and told me Clifford had said that this is his judgment. And I looked back on it a year later, and Clifford was wise, and I was unwise, so maybe it's good for him to come over and talk to Ketchum back, or maybe get Abe Fortas to come. He said, well, no, Abe was a beggar's lawyer at one time. It'd be better to have an objective opinion on it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll ask Clark or Jim Rowe to go. Now, I would think that it might be a pretty good idea for you to hang up. I think it'd be natural for me to be prompt to call Ketchum back and say that I called you and said the Attorney General had suggested that I have some lawyer, and your name had been mentioned, and Jim Rowe's name had been mentioned. And Jim Rowe is with another matter, tied up with another matter now, and that I want you to look in, I want you to talk to him and pursue the Attorney General's request.
Good. I shall do it at once.
I think that might put you down the. You could either do it Ketchum back or the Attorney General yourself, I don't know your judgment's better, which one to talk to than mine.
All right, let me think a little about that.
I did call and just say the president has called and ask you to, in pursuant to a conversation he had with the Attorney General to visit with him on a matter that the Attorney General said he wanted an objective judgment on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what it's much about it except that.
That's just fine. I shall
let him tell me about all this other and so forth.
I think that what I will do is call Ketchum back and tell him about it. Before he sees me, he will talk to Bobby, And if Bobby wants to see me instead of Katzenbach, then Katzenbach will report that to me.
I think you could very easily tell him. I said, now, I don't want to make any commitments to be for you for anything. But I do want to assure you that I have no envy or no jealousy of you, and I think you're a man of ability and so on and so forth.
Right.
You could say very frankly that, I think you could say very frankly that, you believe that I would serve out one term and I'd run for second one, but if you're 57 years old, or you wouldn't predict that, but you would rather doubt it. And you think that anybody could use 4 years, he could use them very valuably, particularly if he had a friendly president, which you believe me to be.
Very good. I shall follow that meticulously.
Well, I'll talk to you later today.
Thank you very much.